Hello, 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 ladies. Welcome to day two. I'm so excited. I am excited, not in a false sense, but in the fact of this core energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So, building on listening to the podcast for today, really, really important. I am going to give you an exercise today to use every single day. So, I'm going to drop that in separately. And it is a tapping exercise to help build on everything that you need. Okay. And you can let me know how you get on with that. Also, number two, don't forget to drop in the answers from yesterday. The more that you share, A, it's a good energy, but the B, the more that you share, the more you help me to align this to your needs. Okay, so that's really important. So the more that you feedback and share and take the time to answer the questions correctly, okay, the things that I ask you, because it's going to give you the aha's. All right. So number, what are we talking about today? We are talking about energy. Success energy. We're building on what we were talking about yesterday because I want to talk about circuitry. So, understanding that the electrical circuitry in your body, okay, it's just like the wiring in your house. Let's the wiring in your house, you don't need to be an electrician, but you know that there is wiring in your house that allows the energy to flow around your house so that it can enter every single room. When you turn on a switch, when you turn on appliances, when you plug things in, and you know that there is an abundance of energy, right? There's an abundance of energy. There is, when everything is working correctly, there is an overflow of energy. And it is a circuitry that is moving around your house. Now, the circuitry in your body works exactly the same. You have been perfectly designed. And this is where human design understanding comes in. You have a circuitry of energy that flows around your body. Okay. And we could talk about that as your chakra system. And we could give it lots of different names. And we don't need to worry about it. I like to put it nice and simply. Just understand that you have got a electrical circuit. And your electrical circuit is absolutely, completely, 100% unique to you. You will have similarities to other people. You will have chakra centers. But as regards to your design, it is totally and utterly unique to you. And more importantly, totally and utterly unique to your own success. It's designed perfectly for your own success. That means if you were to look at an electrical circuit in your house, I want you to understand that there are gates that allow the energy to flow through. All right. And some of those gates are open and some of them are shut. Some of them are half open. Some of them need work on. And that's exactly the way it is in your body. Some of those gates are completely open, which means you've already done the work. You were born this way. You did it in past lives. It's the way that you were set up. You perfectly designed. Other gates are designed for you to practice and learn with over your lifetime about how to allow more energy to flow in this area. So they might be half open and half not. So they have an activation capacity. So it means they have like a little switch on them, like you do on a train track, you know, where the train can switch from one track to another, is exactly the same. You have this circuitry within you where some parts have a switch, and it's your job over this lifetime to make the switch. All right, it's really important. Make the switch or the pivot. Okay, make the switch. The other parts of you are closed, and there's nothing wrong with those parts. They are part of your definition to say this part isn't for me. All right, this part isn't part of my design. All right, and no amount of working at it is ever going to change it. You can put it down. Now, as regards to knowing your own circuitry, feeling into the energy of success was one of the ways I was trying to get you to understand. And you will probably need to go deeper because you might have fallen into the trap of going, yes, but success is when I get this, this, and this. But what I'm trying to get you to go deeper is to understand the feeling of success. The feeling of success when you are moving in a way that feels like, oh, I'm aligned with myself. I feel successful. When I am It's not about what you have, it's not about what you achieve, it's the flow of energy. All right. Success is an energy flow. And what it simply is the energy flowing freely through you and then guiding you to your yeses, to your nos, to your expansions, etc. All right. The feeling of, I've got this, like it's a real, when you completely align all of these parts of you, your power centers, which we'll go into more over the week, but when these align in within you, you get this absolute feeling of, oh, I'm right on my path. I'm on my path. I'm in my success. I'm doing it now. It feels fucking amazing. And that is where you become magnetic and amplify your creativity. That is success. All right. And then when we use this, just like in your house, when this circuitry is moving correctly and you turn on the light goes ping and you get the result. All right. Now, when you are using this circuitry correctly with inside of you, you are aligning with your success energy, you will get the ping result. Now, there are parts and subjects of your life where you are allowing the energy flow to be happening naturally. There are parts of your life where you are allowing some energy flow, so you see some results. And there are other areas of your life where you have put conditions on, which A, are limiting, but B, are, making it hard or making it difficult, which is what I talked about inside the podcast today. The subject of money for me has been is my greatest area of growth. It is absolutely the subject I came here to teach. Yeah. Because it's the subject I knew in my natural circuitry, and I knew there was a better way and a different way. And my parents were absolutely perfect for my training ground, and the experiences I had in my life was totally perfect of all the people I've met and experienced about how money could work, should work, and how I know it's meant to work, and that it gets to be different. Because the planet is different, the energy is different, we're evolving to a new time of energy and frequencies, etc. There is a different way. There is a different way. And like all perceptions in life, just like the circuitry in your body, you can be in flow or you can make it really hard and difficult. My family had a story that was about fighting. For me, that became my story of I don't want to fight, so I want to fix it. I want to fix it for my family. I want to fix it. But in the fixing is also fighting. It's still fighting. It's the same side. It's just the opposite side of fixing and fighting are the same energy. You're either trying to fight against and prove, or you're trying to fix and say, I'm better than everybody and I can control it this way. Both behaviors come from a place of I am not safe and I'm trying to make something safe. So I'm trying to look at something outside of myself. So when we think, coming back to success, when we're coming back to this idea of success and we think success is something outside of ourselves. So if we think anything material is outside of ourselves and we think if we have to fight for it, fix it, sort it, it's something outside of ourselves. And if we think it's something that we're doing any of that behavior with, we think it's unsafe. It's something we have to control. Now, that belief, that pattern, it may be generationally inherited in you, as I was talking about. Yeah. So it's not what you know inside in your success factor, because inside, when you are connected to your flow, your electrical circuit, your truth, when you have those moments of complete alignment and you know how it feels to be in your success, it's like, oh yeah, you know how money is meant to be, which is why, as an example, money could be business, but we know particularly we're drawn to about the subject of money, which is why you're here, because you know, and why you keep showing up to try and change things is because you might have got stuck in this pattern of fix it, because you know deep down it's supposed to be different. But the problem is, you have to do the switch. And the problem is when you're looking to the switch being something outside of yourself compared to something inside of you, right? So we have to switch within ourselves. As I talked about the electrical circuit within you, there are parts of you, little power centers, that have come here to learn how to make the switch to align with the truth that you know. But every time that you're looking for something being outside of you're looking to fix it, sort it, control it. And we have so much programming by the old masculine, by the old feminine, by the generations, by people being in lack and limitation. The idea is that money is something you have to fix, fight, sort, strive, and prove, and that it's somehow outside of you. And money can't come to you until you align with your own success. It's every time you get into your flow of success on the inside is when you start to see money come to you. And I'm going to go into more of that tomorrow about what shifts in that. But I want you to understand today, A, it's not outside of you, it's inside of you. And starting to be aware that if the subject is not shifting, and no matter what you have done, it's because you are still craving it to be safe. All right? Money is not safe. It doesn't need to be safe. It never was meant to be safe because it's about, am I safe in myself? I have to feel safe in my body to allow the energy to flow, to allow me to be in my magnetism and my power and my overflow, no matter what anybody else thinks about me, feels about me, attracts me, does for me, comes to me or not. And when you step into this state of I am safe and I am, more importantly, I am secure, and I am secure on this subject and this subject and this subject, because all it is about reclaiming your power back from the subject of going, oh, I've been looking at this subject outside of myself and trying to make that safe and fix it and sort it instead of going, oh, excuse me, squeeze me. Hi, no, this is me. And now what I was talking about in the podcast is for me, it's not actually money, it was in my business. It's been about, oh, I can't talk about money being easy. Yeah. It's like, oh no, I can't actually talk about money being easy because that's what my family were doing. I have to stay in this pattern. But I have cleared out every other aspect of my life. So money flows to me. I have plenty of money. Money flows to me. But I needed to clear up. Yeah, I needed to clear up that it was okay for me to talk about this subject, which is why it's super exciting for me because I'm making the switch and there's big switches are happening. Yeah, big switches are happening where I'm going, oh, you mean I can now fully do the thing that I've been wanting to do for a really long time, which is I fully want to talk about money. I just want to talk about money. Yeah, which is what I said on the podcast and also where Feminine Wealth Code is going to be fully and utterly talking about money. It's going to be deep diving. The membership is now, if you're not aware of it, the membership will be kicking off and it's going to be all about money. But I had a resistance when I was feeling the call of it. It was like, oh, no, it needs to be about your self-value and your self-worth. And it's like, no, it is all about money. It's all about money. I don't need any more permission slips. I don't need any more permission slips, and neither do you. Yeah. Which is why I wanted to share this today to say, I'm giving you a full permission slip to be safe in yourself, to be safe in your own body, because you are here to be the leading edge. Yeah. You're here to break these generational rules and regulations and patterns. You're not here to repeat what other people did before. You're here to break them. You're here to do it differently because you're all women who are here to lead in one way or the other, either within your household and breaking that generational rules and regulations around money, and instead becoming the powerhouse and the leader. And we change the whole story about that. Yeah. So that you change it forever and you create not only legacy wealth, but more importantly, that you teach your children about how to have wealth correctly, money correctly. But also, if you are here to lead and teach and in your business, yeah, and with your friends and be the inspiration. You are here to do your part whilst you live it, love it, experience it, and have the love affair with money. Success on your terms, yeah? And what we're really talking about is success on your design, as I talked about. So it's making that shift from the good girl, little girl, got to feel safe because I didn't feel safe as a kid, yeah? Or my parents weren't safe around money, so they impregnated on me that money's not safe. Two things there, yeah? And switch into being the queen who says, no, I get to do it my way. I'm the leading edge. I'm the ruler. I'm powerful as fuck. I get to change my relationship with this and I get to do it differently. Yeah? I get to do it differently. So this is why it's so important to listen to today's podcast as well. Woof, 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 let me know how you feel about this, this today. Yeah? Because we are turning up the dial, baby, and I'm super excited. So to think and feel how activating this is for you. But the truth is, you're here for a reason. You're here in the right space. It's time to make the shift. Yeah. It's time to say, actually, it's about the more secure and safe I become in me, the more that I can let go of trying to make that safe, because that keeps me as a little girl. And safe money is small money that I have to try and control. It is not wild, abundant, expansive, overflowing wealth. It is certainly not money flowing in and out and overflow and pull, you know, big style money. That unsafeness is also where you're trying to keep it safe. It's like, oh, but I don't know how. Well, you can learn how. I can teach you how, not just to have the money, but how to manage money. Learning how to manage, lovingly managing money in a healthy, loving relationship with money is not the same as trying to keep it small and controlled. Yeah. So this is the shift. This is the shift and feeling it for yourself. So I would go back and double check how were you responding to the questions of yesterday? Yeah. I might listen to this and the podcast a few times because there's a whole fucking load of energy in this. And depending on your unique design, this is going to be activating in different ways. But you want to understand about the circuitry and the full permission giving that you are designed exactly the way that you are. And you were designed perfectly, not only for your success, but for that means for your wealth, yeah, for your wealth, for your abundance. And it's time to be unapologetic for that, to give yourself permission to move in that direction. It doesn't mean it's going to drop straight into your lap now. It's about moving in the right direction and going, I'm going to get into the flow of my success. I'm going to get into the flow of that feeling. Yeah? Because success is a vibe. And it's a sexy, sexy vibe. That's really important. So you have an exercise, a tapping exercise, which is going to help with the feeling of needing to be safe. But on the opposite side, I would encourage you to think about when you're thinking about your success and then moving it through your body, maybe dance it through your body, maybe just stretch it, maybe stroke your body, feel the success feeling through your body. Yeah. I am a big fan of embodiment exercises, but this is just a start for you to feel into what would it be like to feel that success and then touch my body. Touch my skin, stroke my skin, and do it in a sexy way because success is sensual. It's sexy. It's a turn on. Yeah, that is the energy. Rich as fuck. Yes. Okay. So touch your body, touch your places in sensual parts of your body, places that feel really fucking good to you. And then feel that vibe of success. Lock that into your brain. Lock that into your electrical system of saying, yes, I lean into this. I lean into the turn on of feeling success. And let me know how you get on here. So I'm going to drop the other exercises, the PDF, as a tapping exercise for you to go through. And I would highly recommend doing it in the morning and the evening for the rest of for the rest of Success Factor. It will bring you big shifts. It's not a massive thing. Take the time to do it. You know, you can fit it into your day. And if you can't do it in the morning or the evening, do it at lunchtime. Yeah. But if you want to make the shift, and this is what it's about, you will find a space to do it. Right? If you manage to do it once a day, great. But definitely try to do it twice a day. All right, my loves. I'm sending you so much love. So exciting. This is a fucking wave that we're riding, and I'm so excited to share this with you. Don't forget as well, of course, the golden ticket competition. So get out there and share, 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 so you can get your golden ticket for the amazing prize. And you will absolutely, no matter what, want to be inside the Feminine Wealth Code. Woo! I will talk about that more later. But for today, it's all about the shift. Okay, it's the shift. Take care.